All right, so here we are live over the internet through BBS Radio. Thank you so much, BBS, for making this possible for us and for everyone who's interested in this. A one-hour show with Winfrey, who has a special guest tonight with Dr. Christopher Jing. And he is we call it a miracle doctor. We appreciate your presence, Dr. Jing, and I welcome those that just came on board. Thank you for being here. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, Debbie, California.
Welcome, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Terry. How are you doing?
Hi,
hello, everybody.
Debbie.
Hi.
Anyone else? Welcome back, Wynn. So today it is Monday, July the 13th, 2020. And Wynn, I'm going to hand the mic to you.
Okay. Is BBS on yet?
Yes, we are live on the internet.
Yes.
And I will mute the phone lines.
Muted.
And all right. All right, I'm going to start.
The
are you ready, Win?
Okay.
This is July 13th, 2020. Win and Terry in Sedona. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here.
And Dr. Christopher Jing in.
Yes.
Let me see if I hear you. Dr. Jing, are you there?
I'm in Dallas, Texas. Yes.
You're near Dallas. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you get a little closer to the microphone, okay?
Okay.
Now, I don't usually have guests.
Okay.
But I'm having Dr. Jing on tonight because I'm convinced that he's a Chinese angel. Did anyone accuse you of being a Chinese angel?
Well, I
get a little closer to it. Get close to the microphone.
I think I've been naturalized. Naturalized Chinese angel.
A naturalized Chinese angel. I never see pictures of Chinese angels, you know? And but
yes,
they must
exist. Dr. Jing, is it possible for you to get closer to the microphone, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And you mind expressing your name, please?
Yeah. Christopher. That's my first name. Christopher. My last name is Ging. I like to be a king in the upcoming age, but I'm humble myself before God, so I put G-I-N-G. But I like to be a king, okay? So I'm not king yet.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you how I met. Should I call you Christopher or should I call you Dr. Jing?
Christopher is better. You're my brother. We're all equal for you. There's no doctor.
Okay.
Christopher,
all right.
I'm your servant.
And
okay.
since we're on the internet radio, it's important that you stay close to your microphone, please, Dr. Jing.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Don't drift away.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you how I met Dr. Jing. I get all these emails, and I get emails from Sedona, and that lists events in Sedona, and I almost never go to events, okay, in Sedona. And I read the email, and I read about him, and I said, this does not look like the regular guy. And I could feel energy in his advertisement for himself. And you can probably tell he's a little bit shy, okay? And he's very humble and reserved. But something in that email made me want to go see him. But I decided I would call him first. And he actually put his cell phone on the email. And I called the cell phone, and I talked to him a little bit. And I said, okay, I think I'm right. I'm going to go see him. And so I went, and I took Terry with me, and I invited two of the people that come to our calls, Raiden and Dawn. I said, you might want to check this guy out. Now, I wasn't sure what to expect. And he started talking, and he started doing all these crazy exercises, showing people how to build their energy and how to get their magnetism and their electrical currents working together. Yeah. And he just kept talking, and he was telling about people that he worked for and worked on, and everybody wanted to have a session with him, except me, because I wanted to make sure he was okay. I said, I'll let everybody test it. And everybody, Terry, Dawn, and Raiden, all noticed shifts in their energy. And Dawn said her vision was getting better. Raiden was, I don't know, Raiden, are you on the line tonight, Star 6?
No, I haven't seen Raiden yet.
You haven't seen him, okay. Okay. And then Raiden started helping him while he was here, because there were, like, a few people that wanted sessions. And I don't think, how long were you supposed to stay here when you first came?
Well, 5 days, 5-6 days.
And how long did you stay?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. You couldn't get out because 3 weeks. Because people started getting sessions from him, and they started telling other people, you got to see this guy, okay? And people kept coming and coming and coming. But finally, he had to go back to Texas because he had an appointment there. And so I sat through the first session with Terry. And I looked at what he did. And I said, I remember thinking, I hope this guy knows what he's doing. Because he was... he was sticking needles in her face like it was a pincushion, and then he put some needles in her foot, and then he put some electrostimulators on her, and then he put a vibrator on her stomach. So, Terry, when he was doing that, what were you experiencing?
There was a throbbing going through my body from the electricity to the needle under my arms and my feet. And like when he would stick a needle in a certain place, like in my forehead, then I would notice that my breathing started to clear up. Get a little better. He knew exactly the points to go to. Maybe my vision, some of them, my vision would get a little better. And he would work. He was, my left leg lost a couple inches of bone from an accident. And he was working from my face. He was working on that leg. And for the first time, they can
no,
hear
Let me just say
I'm
something.
Going beyond.
Actually,
yeah.
No, that's fine. It was years ago that this accident happened. Terry Sell. 1991. And she had a really serious hip problem. It kind of broke. And the doctors said it was dead and it would never work again.
Right.
And she needed a hip replacement. And she said, no, I don't want a hip replacement. And
right.
She was going at that time to a channeling class, and the person that was channeling some group on the other side, and Gurdjieff. Council of Light. You know, Gurdjieff was a Russian mystic who is long dead.
Yes.
And but he's well known. And a couple of days later, now I used to think Terry was nuts at this time, at these days, okay? she tells me, Gurdjieff came to me in night, and he said, can I come into your body, and I'll help you with your hip? And she said, no, I'm not going to let you in my body. We're just meeting. so he said, well, let me see what I can do from here. And then he said he was putting the spinning
he just
balls
did
of,
it. He put spinning balls of light equidistantly throughout my ball joint of my hip.
And
there were light, spinning balls of light. And then my hip came back to life, showed my x-ray.
The x-ray showed the hip came back to life. But it still wasn't good. Because it didn't look like a hip anymore. And so Terry, you know, one leg is still 2 inches shorter than the other leg, okay?
Yeah.
And as she's gotten older, it would hurt her, and she was limping. And so Dr. Ging said, you know, worked on it. And then...
Yeah, from my face.
Through her face.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else he did, because when he works on somebody... He calls on God, and
I know, and it's a miracle. Like, you know, my hip, it just wouldn't move, my leg wouldn't move. It was stuck, and like he was praying at the same time he was releasing it, and it right there, the range of motion increased right there.
And then she said, "I'm going to get some more treatments from him." So she had two more treatments.
Right.
And by the time she was finished, she said, I feel all this warmth in my hip, right?
Yeah, it was numb and cold, and now it's been warm.
And then he told her, well, all we have to do is grow a little cartilage there, okay?
A lot of cartilage.
And then I looked at his website, or somewhere, or maybe he told the story of this woman named Jody. Jody, is that her name?
Jody, college, yeah.
And Jody lost her finger. I mean, actually lost it. And he worked on her, and her finger grew back, including the nail.
Yeah, that's it.
So I said,
it was black. So I chuckled that the lost joint, the favorite joint, is black. It's black as chuckle.
Right. And, you know, he's very low-key. He's been doing this for 40 years. Now, he's... Dr. King.
Yes.
You grew up as a Catholic, right?
Yes, sir.
And you had a big faith in God. And
yes.
You wanted to help people. And you wanted to be a doctor, right?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so you went to school, you graduated from a school in China that was both doing medical and oriental healings, right?
Yeah, it's the integration of...
Integrated, medicine, right?
Western medicine. Yeah, it's true medicine. It's the integration of traditional Chinese medicine into the Western medicine with the allopathic medicine. So I studied both biomedical science and traditional Chinese medicine, which is acupuncture and herbs.
So in China, you were an MD as well as an, you know, Oriental,
yeah.
Right?
And also PhD and MD. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. And you started practicing that. But then you started developing your own techniques, and
I was able to break through. I was frustrated because I couldn't treat a stage 4 cancer patient. I couldn't treat the macular degeneration disease. I couldn't do tinnitus or breathing problem. Like Perry has breathing problem. I don't know what to do. Because I was frustrated, so I began to pray to God to reveal to me the knowledge and wisdom.
Wow.
And so what happened then? Did you hear voices in your head that said, do this and do that?
No, God said, I said, God, why I cannot, why I wasn't successful in treating the challenge, the chronic disease. He said, because you're too proud. You think you graduate from medical school, you know something, but he said that your diagnosis is too superficial. It's not deep down. You're blind. You didn't see. That's why you only can treat something superficial, but not deep down healing. That's what I mean. So then I realized I was blind. I thought I know something, but I got so many blind spots I don't see. I thought I see something, but I don't see. So God has opened up the eyes of my heart so I can do comprehensive and deep down diagnosis. And then I can hit the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm. So who was the first person you worked on that you suddenly were being the new Dr. King and using your new powers to heal?
Well, that's
do you remember?
Yes, from the Emporia, Kansas. That's the, his name, her name is Linda Cookston. And she came to me, she couldn't walk at all. And she came to see me from Emporia, Kansas to Dallas. And I worked on her for about 2 or 3 hours. And next day, she couldn't walk for months, all of a sudden she went to the dentist, the Seaway. Next morning, she worked for about from 9 o'clock until 4 or 5 p.m. She never walked so many hours. She can walk. So I know. So then she invited me to the Emporia, Kansas to see about 40 patients there. That was started. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so...
I help people restore their macular degeneration disease and their asthma, COPD, emphysema, and their cardiology problems, angioplasty, people with the mitral prolapse, people mm-hmm. with the arrhythmia, you know, on and on. Yeah. So it just opened up because the diagnosis is not that my treatment is that when I see the diagnosis, I can direct energy to that palm area. Like Terry, you know, I direct energy to her hip, and then the energy will go to hip, you know, left hip, go left hip. It goes to the nose, it goes to olfactory cranial nerve, it goes to cranial nerve. Because I can navigate energy, you know. The God will show me the navigate energy. It's like you drive your wheel, you drive your car. You hit the right direction, you get the right destination. Same thing. The mm-hmm. energy is like vehicles. You can drive, you can direct you with a prayer, and you can direct energy to the pocket plane, and you solve problems.
Mm-hmm. So you just do it with your with God and your consciousness. You can see the person, you can feel the person's energy, and you know where they need energy, and you can diagnose them even, right?
Yes.
And suddenly something happens for them, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. You know, the God is very real. He's very particle. When you walk by faith in God, He'll honor your faith. And then that faith, like vehicle, like just like mm-hmm. your automobile, your vehicle, He can carry you to where you want to be. Yeah, it's almost immediately. It's like speed of light. The momentum is so powerful. Also, with the speed of light, it's just so fast. That's why within 2 or 3 hours, patients get well. You know, they make good progress. You know, if not get well, at least they get the substantial progress.
Even in one session?
Yeah, most patients only get a few sessions, you know. Maybe, you know, like Terry's case is kind of more challenging. But most patients come to see me maybe just three, four sessions, and it's done.
Mm-hmm. How in the world were you able to tell people what you were doing? Because you weren't practicing medicine in the normal way.
Well, what I do here is not just allopathic medicine. It's not just traditional Chinese medicine. It's Bible-based divine medicine. It's by the quantum cascade effect medicine. The cascade, you work from the head, and then the medicine, then the healing effect, like cascade effect, they flow from the top of the head down to your nose, your eyes, your nose, and your mouth, even your cover your 32 teeth, and to your thyroid, your throat, into your heart, into your stomach, to your liver, into your growing area, you know, your abdomen area, medial inguinal area. That's where the genital area and the intestinal area and down and then all the way to the hip. From the hip, mm-hmm. there's the pelvic floor, and then go down to the knee and ankle and the feet. It's amazing. You don't have to walk so many areas. You walk on the head, like you touch heaven, and the earth will be affected immediately. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want to be a healthier earth, you gotta be pleased to heaven, make heaven happy, and touch heaven. And when heaven's on your side, the earth will be on your side.
When heaven is on your
you don't have to work on her hair. You need to work on her hair. When Terry's happy, mm-hmm. when Terry's hair is happy, and then that blessing will be funneled through all the way to her hip, to her knee, to her mm-hmm. ankle, to her feet. It's this very effective way for healing.
Hello.
Now, you also help people
in areas. You know, you don't have to treat all hip pain, you treat hip, and knee pain, you treat the hip, and ankle pain, you treat the ankle. And people have prostate areas, you treat prostate. People have eye problems, you treat, not everyone. You just treat few areas and let the God's quantum healing catch you down.
So it's kind of like you have, it's kind of like you have X-ray vision to the body. Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
Where she covered. So it covers major areas, and the rest of the body will be healed.
Yeah.
It's like I go testing. It's like fall. Like I go fall. When like sunshine. The sunshine, when it starts shining, you're good. And it will from the top all the way down, you know, to the lower body. You don't have to cover every facet of the body. You don't have to treat that every facet. Just, yeah. Because the Bible says the eyes, when the eyes light up, the whole body lights up. Yeah, according to the Matthew. So my treatment is line up. Use quantum light. But when the quantum light comes in, to line up the eye, the whole body will be lined up. That works very well. It's not just the medical school didn't teach you that. You know, if you have problem with the hip, they just treat your hip, you know. But not the divine medicine and teach us. You just work on the eye, work on the brain area. Because the eye is where the seat of the soul. When eyes are light up, your whole soul, your emotion, your mind, your will, they'll all be light up. And that paves the way for the healing, or the whole, for the whole. You don't have to treat so many areas. You know, like for Terry, I don't touch her hip, I don't touch her knee even. But that knee, the hip will be blessed. And even I touch her, I just put some needles on her forehead area, and that will transmit the blessing to her leg, to her hip, to her pelvic, to her spinal, all to her neck. I don't know how many times I treat people with they have hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids is a nasty job for doctors. I hate patients tell me she has hemorrhoids. Why not? And that time I didn't know that. And that's after I graduated from medical school. I don't like hemorrhoids type of work. Now I get kid ton. Just under ton, they're called the frenulum. The frenulum ligament. You just treat under ton, and that will trigger the blessing, release the blessing to all the way to hemorrhoid. It can be done within an hour. I mean, for our severe hemorrhoid will be healed within an hour by treating the ton. Under time. Under time is called the frenulum, frenulum, ligament.
Now, how about if somebody isn't spiritual? Do they get healed too?
Oh, definitely. It's God honor me as vessel, as messenger. As messenger, as servant of God, God honor me. Even if he doesn't have faith, if he has faith, if he doesn't have faith, that can be healed as well. Yes.
Even if you don't have faith, you can be healed.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, as you were doing this, it sounds like you never did it in China, right? You just did it in this country.
When I was in China, I wasn't able to do this. I don't have the power. I don't have knowledge. I don't have the wisdom. I don't have, mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, there's quantum heating power by momentum. There's momentum, kinetic energy with the speed of light. I don't know how to do that. But I just mm-hmm. pray when I back to the United States from China, and then I began to find out my drawback, you know, my limit, my problem. So I began to humble myself before God. I pray on my knees and pray God give me the gift so I can reach the quantum healing power and also able to do diagnosis. You know, able to see the deep down diagnosis, not just the superficial or shallow diagnosis. So as soon as I can see the deep down comprehensive diagnosis, and the Lord gave me the gift, so I can reach the quantum healing,
mm-hmm.
and take it down. That's why I always work on the head area, work on the eyes area, on the head area, cheek area, chin area. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you are really trained. You have a PhD, right?
Yes, I do.
So you learned about the body and all that stuff in your training, but then you were not able to heal people until you added the God force.
Right, that's it. This one called medicine is beyond biomedical science. It's beyond ancient wisdom. It is of divine. Mm-hmm. It's in the domain of divine. Healing, anybody can do it. You can do it too, Wayne. Because you are right. You are created by the image of God. It's in divinity. There's something divine within you. You just have to let that divine, the divinity, that divine power out of you, breathe out of you, out of your
mm-hmm.
breathe out of your fingers, could be out of your eyes, could be out of your mouth and your tongue. In many ways, your body can reach that divine power because medicine is of divinity. It's in God's domain. It's God's area. You know, it doesn't matter how much we learn from medical school. We're not going to succeed. We're going to have problems. This is why doctors have problems on this earth. Right? On this earth, are you aware of that? Doctors are not able to do the job. Why? Because they do not receive the divinity, the power, divine power, and know how to learn how to reach that divine power to his neighbors, to his friends, to his patients. They don't know how.
Did you find yourself getting better and better the more you did it, or did you start and say, I can do this, and it just was there at the very beginning?
Well, I could do better, because the energy is not for me. It's like against divine. It's not for me.
Yes.
It's up to, it's like Moses. He opened up mm-hmm. the Red Sea. It's not most of our Red Sea. He's by divinity, by divine power. He opened up the Red Sea. Okay? It's like Joshua. It's not Joshua. He in the Old Testament, he opened up the children of Israel that walked through the River Jordan. How many can walk through the River Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
Not because Joshua, his leadership. Not because how good I am. I can, more I practice, and I'll be then the better off I am. No, it's up to God. This up to you. Got to humble yourself before God, and then you'll be better. You'll be like Moses or like Joshua.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, I want to ask you if you've had experience with certain things. Like, did you ever work with someone that was paralyzed?
Oh yeah, the stroke. I have see patients, you know, with a stroke, and they're paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
I have a second stroke. She has a stroke on the May, and then doctor put her on the hyperpressure medicine, the breath thinner, you know, like Ocuvadin, Plavix,
mm-hmm.
hyperpressure medicine.
Yes.
And but she's still paralyzed. Couldn't move. he couldn't even walk to the bathroom. He just had to be the caregiver had to, take her to the shower. Her, and I went down there, and I just opened up to her. He's got ischemic stroke. So I went down there and I just get her blood clot out. Doctor tell me the blood clot right on her back of neck was called abragada, up on the medulla abragada area. That's right behind, under the occipital bone. Okay, the occipital bone, your pillow, where that's called occipital bone. And under there, we call it abragada medulla. I can feel this blood clot. I just took out one instantly. The paralyzed. He can walk. He can walk. And for about 30 feet, just within just a few minutes, he gets blood clots out. The paralyzed has been. And then she's able to eat and her memory come back. Yeah, she lose her memory after stroke. Yeah. And she can eat, and she feels so mad and angry all the time. But now she's laughing. It's great, yeah. And then she went to the physical therapy. Oh, then she can do physical therapy. Before my treatment, she couldn't, she was paralyzed. She couldn't do any physical therapy.
And
no, our hospital, she's no longer in the hospital. She's about spending like $30,000 a month, in the hospital. But now, after my treatment, and family brought her back from the hospital to home. She can stay at home while she can walk and save a lot of money and not much medication. Yeah.
Amazing. How about, some of the hard-to-cure things, like cancer, for example?
Oh, the stage 4 cancer. That's why I do stage 4 cancer. I hear a lot of stage 4 cancer patients. They're tough ones, like brain cancer, stage 4. It's in L.A. I can give you all these testimonies. They maybe come to your radio conference, the conference in the intelligent infinity.com. And I can invite them, all my stage 4 cancer patients come in, to testify. How it's amazing, the tumors went away. Yeah.
How about lupus?
Oh, yeah, lupus. That was autoimmune disease. And that mainly is because lupus people, they're too much liver related or Losentia, lupus, they're all about the same. They are red face, pain. And that can be done by fixing the liver. Also, restore the cranial nerves. Most people with lupus. And the reason they have this autoimmune is because they're just worn out. Their liver energy is worn out. So that's why so much fire get into their face. They get red cheek. They're like fire. They can't sleep very well and pain with acid. All this fire just burn their cheek area, their brain area. So after we get pressure out of the brain area and cool down the brain area, then that area is not blazing. Or flaming anymore, and if you cool down, then patients get sleep better. And like rosacea, there's no doctor can do rosacea. I'm the only one to do the rosacea. Oh. Rosacea. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. What's the word?
Rosacea. Rosacea is the people that have red cheek. It's like lupus. And it's curable. And they kill a lot of, it's autoimmune, kill a lot of people like that. They suffer from fatigue because there's so much fire in the head area. They're so much fatigue and cannot sleep very well, restless. After, I cool down, after I fix their head,
the head like heaven. You know, I make that area clear, cool down. The sky, not the sky. You go to the sky, you got 6,000 feet high, you got 100,000 feet high. Heaven's very, very cool. You got to have a cool head. You got hot head, this problem. And the lupus people, lupus rosacea, you know, people are hot flashes, and if they got red face, like Raiden, you know, when Raiden came to me, oh, his face is so red, it's so much fire. And after 4 or 5 treatments, you can see him now, his heaven, his head is much cooler, much clearer. That's healthy. That's how you overcome the autoimmune disease, overcome the tinnitus, the ear ringing. A lot of people have ear ringing problems. Why? Because so much fire, so much heat in the head area. So I just lower the area in tinnitus, the ear ringing, or blurred vision, or breathing, or snoring. It goes away. Snoring because it's so much fire in the head that consumes the oxygen. It's not much oxygen at night, but patients don't have enough oxygen. Don't have much oxygen at night. They tend to be they will have sleep apnea or snoring. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you. I notice you also have some herbal formulas, right?
Yes, right.
How do you decide? You do everything else different from everybody else. So, are your herbal formulas traditional Chinese formulas, or are they something that you came together with?
Yeah, the most of traditional Chinese formulas to me is not effective. I know to some doctors, they're still effective. To me, it's not effective enough. You know, like for cancer patients, for people who have leaky gut, people who has liver problems. You know, the traditional Chinese formula, it won't work. So I come up with my own formula. And to make that herbal formula like 100 times, 50 times, 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
More powerful, so patients they can get results right away. Also, they not just the traditional Chinese formula only do one thing at a time. Only can take care of a few symptoms, but my formula can take care of like 30, 40 symptoms at the same time, such as blood pressure, insomnia, you know, breathing, the obesity. You know, diabetes, vision problem, neck problem, high cholesterol, they're all in one formula. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So,
you know what?
Again, it's like Quentin. It's like Quentin, the kissing effect. So, yeah.
I know there's people on this call that are saying to themselves, I want to see Dr. Ging. And they're thinking, how could I afford it? I have to travel somewhere. I have to pay for them. Can you diagnose people over the phone and see what herbal formula would help them?
Yeah, we can do that initially. Yeah, it's over the phone. If that doesn't work, then you have to come see me. Then we have to fix the heaven. Fix the patient's heaven, the head. Because sometimes the herbal formula is not able to work. But most likely, they should get the results, but you still need more progress and more full healing. You know, then you may have to come see me. But it can be done later. Yeah.
You know, because we have some people on the line that are also very smart in their own way with healing. And I thought maybe, Lauren, are you on the line? Hello, Lauren.
Can you mute
I see you here.
Yes, he's muted on his own end, probably.
He's muted on his own end. Let's see if Truth, if you're on the line, do a star six. If you want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But
I'm on the line.
I'm here.
Truth?
No, me, Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, did you want to ask a question, Dharmananda?
Yeah, is there any way that he could heal my ankylosing spondylitis with a Skype session or something like that instead of me having to go to L.A.?
No, he can't do Skype sessions, okay? At least
formula he
okay?
could send me to do that? Herbal formula that would work?
Let's do diagnosis. Let's have diagnosis. The herbal formula that can be done with maintenance diagnosis. There could be a crack in lifestyle or maybe the nutrition or the food, the diet, certain food that they're not supposed to eat. Could be their emotional. Let's do diagnosis first. If I identify the primary culprit, the troublemakers, they're causing so-called chronic issues. And then we can use herbal or something else. We can use crystal, prayer, many ways can do. But I think the main thing is to find out why the patient still cannot breathe very well, why he has pain, why he has fatigue, don't have energy, why he has high blood pressure, why he has his breathing problems. Most people, they have breathing problems.
Well, let's see here. I see Radin is on the line. You know what? I think Dr. Ging is going to be back again, or else we'll do a workshop where we'll do a little testing to see how he can do over the phone. Because I don't think he normally does that. Okay? But let me get Radin here. Radin, are you there?
Yes, positive greetings, Wynn. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I do. Do you want to share your experience with Dr. Ging?
Well, let's see. I first went to a lecture with my friend Dawn, and during that lecture, which was about 3 hours long, but had me fairly riveted, and I was impressed by his presence and everything. And then the next day, Dawn had a session, which I sat and watched, which was, quite not for the whole time, but quite powerful, because it was at my apartment. Well, there's massage tables and all kinds of goodies, too. And, I could see that she felt better afterwards. And then, for mine, I think Christopher said, Raiden, you're Mr. Impossible, Mission Impossible. And, there was a lot of areas of trauma and stuff, which have now been released. I mean, right now, I'm ambulatory, doctor. I'm walking up the road with a really good gait and, feeling better, all the time. It set everything in motion, released some blocks that I was working on, but this, and I would have achieved it through thought and diet and everything. Hooking up with the crew, and source, but this accelerated everything.
Okay, thank you. If Truth wants to ask a question, do star six and just talk so I hear you. If you're on the line.
Wynn, can you hear me?
I hear you. Is that, who is that?
Okay. Truth, or?
Truth.
Yeah?
Would you like to ask a question to Dr. Yang?
Well, I think I'd just like to try a session. I have a question, yes. Can he do a session without any electricity, without the electrodes of a machine, a TENS machine, or whatever he uses, a microcurrent machine, I don't know. I would be curious if he could do a session and how effective he thinks the healing could be if he did everything he normally does, but he excluded any form of an electrical machine attached to the person.
Yes, I don't have to use the electrical acupuncture. I just channel the energy from the grace into the patient. I don't have to use the electrical. Some of my patients, they're very sensitive to the EM, electromagnetic waves. So some of them cannot take any electrical stimulation. I don't have to use the The main thing is diagnosis. What problem? Let me see. What's your name again, sir?
Truth.
Let me see. Okay, to me that I can see that you have how's your neck? I can see that your neck is you have problem with the neck, shoulder.
I do have an old injury, sort of C7 a little bit at the neck, but it's not really a problem. I have another injury that I'm interested in seeing if you could work on that's more important to me this time.
Yeah. How's your low back?
I have an old minor injury at the lower back disc, but it's minor and it doesn't interfere with my life in any way. I'm more interested in actually a different injury I have that's more serious.
I would see that you have liver issues in your sleep. To me, that disrupt sleep, like you wake up, between 1 and 3 a.m. in the morning. You do that sometimes, you sleep, and you wake up between 1 and 3 a.m. in the morning, and
not so much.
Okay,
no.
And how's your vision?
My vision is pretty good. I've always had a mild stigmatism. I corrected it with vision therapy classes about 20 years ago. Come back a little bit. I started using pinhole glasses, and now my vision's pretty good. It's not a problem for me. I don't have to wear glasses.
Okay, that's good. Okay, how's your breathing? You have any sputum, any phlegm? No,
not really. I mean, there might be a slight inflammation in the lungs from the old Epstein-Barr virus, but my program, I have a health program I do with herbs and supplements. I would say it's pretty good. I have a different injury.
We have to end this because it's 7 o'clock, and We're going off the radio, so I hope we're still on.
We are still on. They said we could go over, but of course we have our own plan of healing.
Yeah. Okay, if we can go over, we can.
Yes, we can. Yes.
Stay on for another couple of minutes, and we'll be over on Whole Planet Healing in just a moment. Let's see. Is there anyone else that wants to ask a question?
I heard Lauren also. I think Lauren was speaking up.
Lauren, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
That's debatable. Yeah, I'm here.
Would you like to ask a question, Lauren?
You talked on the phone. I was talking to Terry when you were in Sedona, and you mentioned something with myself. I've got a very complex case, and and you mentioned burn been burned?
I don't understand the word there.
Burned.
B-U-R-N.
Oh, burn.
B-U-R-N.
Okay, burned.
Yeah, and when I was young, I had a severe burn. I was like a little mummy for about a year and a half. And black powder burn, and it was very bad. Is that what you were referring to? Or I've had other instances where I've had like microwave radiation burns, things like that too. And electrical, high energy.
Christopher, have you helped people with burns?
Yeah, the burns, you know, the people with burn problems, they obviously, you know, they have chronic burn. They have this burning sensation for a while. So is that what that makes you feel you have oxygen deficiency? They call hypoxia. Means you have low oxygen.
Yep.
So when you have low oxygen, you tend to be feel heat up because the oxygen is cooler. And now you're sensitive to microwave or any Wi-Fi or EM, like, you know, EMF field, and then your body will be heat up. You don't want to consume all the oxygen. So to heal that, we need to get your body to be filled. Refill more oxygen, and then the oxygen can repair, to cool you down, and it can regenerate the body. It can resist the burning. And the best way to heal your burning is by oxygen therapy. I know people that use the all kind of lotions, and they won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Ozone water, that will help you. You can bathe with ozone water, or you can fix your liver, you know, because the burning can be compounded with acid fire burning, okay? Then compounded with the microwave, with the radio wave, and with the EMF, that will. So you gotta control your acid fire. The acid can be coming from your if you drink the milk, the cow milk has a lot of acid. Sugar food has a lot of acid. And the wine, the ethanol, has a lot of acid, carbon. You gotta control that. You know, just not take any coffee, sugar food, wine. There's no acid food, you know. So then that can really aggravate the burning sensation, the burning situation. And then you can use the oxygen therapy with the ozone water. Think of the ozone water or bathe with the ozone water, or use the ozone therapy to flush out all the burning elements in the body and flush out the hydrogen ions, and then your body will not burn anymore. Acid is the hydrogen ion base. So there's called ozone therapy. They can flush out your hydrogen ion. And now you just replenish with oxygen ion. You got it.
Great.
Burning sensation. You won't be sensitive to the Wi-Fi or EMF or microwave, or radio wave, you know, all this. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah, so to what were you referring when you said burn? Like, what was it, one incident or a series of incidents?
I cannot hear. Okay, would you? I cannot catch your question.
When I was talking to you and I was telling you about Lauren, and you were, for a minute.
Oh, Lauren.
You,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Are you Roland? Oh, that's right, Roland. Oh, you're from Washington. That's right. I knew that. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I did not know you are the Roland in the genius Roland in Washington State of Washington. Okay, now
Okay, well, and I feel that that is tough, is complex case, because that burning is not only burn your tissues, but also you burn the liver cells. When liver cells get burned, the liver is the only organ know how to break down the acid. So we got to restore your, to really help you overcome your burning issues, we have to restore your liver health, okay? Your liver health. Your liver can absorb, break down the acidifier, then you solve the problem. Then you can retain more oxygen. Then you can also release more hydrogen. See, to get burning out, you got number one, you gotta invite, have more breathing, deep breathing with oxygen. Also, you have to release the excessive hydrogen. Then you have lower hydrogen, more abundant oxygen. You got it. And you overcome the problem.
You know what?
Very simple.
What
Lauren, we gotta end the call, okay? But you know what, David? I know lots of people probably want to ask something, and I don't think, I'm not sure if Christopher has done diagnoses like this over the phone. So, let me just see.
Unmuted.
How many of you have questions for Christopher?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
I do.
Two number.
Okay. Either we're gonna do a workshop. We'll test it a little more, and Christopher, will you come back again? Yes. Did you hear that, guys?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Christopher. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. King.
Dr. King.
Now we're going over to Whole Planet Healing. Christopher, do you have a patient sitting there waiting for you?
Yes. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Okay. Well, go back to get back to your patient. Okay. And we'll see you soon. Okay. And you're going to be in Sedona. You're giving a talk at the Unity Church on what day? Saturday, is it?
Sunday, the 19th.
Sunday.
And
26th. 19th and 26th. Is
that in Texas? At 12 o'clock.
And what?
In Sedona, right?
In Sedona, 12 noon, okay?
Yeah, 12 noon, that's right.
So, thank you so much. Thank you all for being here.
This session is no longer being recorded.
And we're moving over.
Well, yes.
If you want to participate with the Whole Planet Healing call for conference call.
He's got it. Yeah, we're doing Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340. 250-513-10. If you can't find it, if I said that too fast, you can go to wholeplanethealing.com and you'll get the number. Wholeplanethealing.com, and we will see you all.
Vin, all the conference call phone numbers are, is that conference.intelligent-infinity.com?
Yeah, but wholeplanethealing.com is easier to remember.
Yeah, what I'm saying earlier. Right.
Yeah. So, okay.
Thank you. Dr.
Christopher Ging, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you, BBS, for letting us run over. We got to go.
Okay.
Goodbye.